Welcome everyone to the Extreme Strength and Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Devonta Erlinson, and this is the place where all extreme sports athletes can come to make sure that they are staying stable, mobile, and strong. Without further ado, let's get to the episode. Welcome everyone to another episode of the XSF Podcast. I'm your host, Devonta Erlinson, and on episode 13 of the podcast, we are going to be talking about my view on the difference between injury prevention and injury risk management. Now, before I get into the weeds, let me give shout-outs real quick. So, first and foremost, you guys hear me coming through your speakers, you know, through your headphones, wherever you may be listening, right? Shout out to my producer at Fuego Productions, or more simply on Instagram, it's actually going to be Fuego underscore, F-U-E-G-O underscore. That is my producer. If you guys need anything produced for yourself, go check him out. And if you guys need some amazing clothes, you know, especially geared for extreme sports athletes, make sure you go check out Airtime Clothing. They will get you hooked up, and trust me, you'll get some goodies in your box. Aaron is always hooking you up, so go check them out. On top of that, also go check out Monte Coso Skateboards. Shout out to my board sponsor there. Dustin and everybody there is super cool. So they've been, it's crazy because Dustin actually came to me. He's the TM, and he came to me really for training one day. And it's cool how stuff like that happens. I love it. And he comes to me, we're chopping it up, you know, of course, having a consultation, supposed to be like about an hour, runs like 2.5 hours because we're just talking, chatting, really just vibing off of each other. And then all of a sudden, you know, now I ride for his board company. I rep it to the fullest, and it's just something that's cool. Having a local skate company to ride for is just it's that's part of the community, part of the culture in skateboarding. And I know when I talk to a lot of people and I ask them, what is your favorite part of skateboarding? It's the culture, you know, the community. And that's what I love. So those are the shout outs for today. Shout out to my wife, shout out to my mom, shout out to my grandma, shout out to Third Lair, Emerod, thank you, dog. Shout out to everybody here. Anybody else I'm forgetting? Obviously my kids. Hey, no, let me get to though. So, all right, like I was saying, on today's episode, you know, I'm going to be kind of switching it up a little bit. So I have a new segment I want to kind of put in for the week. It's just going to be at the beginning where I talk about, you know, things that I've been trying in skating. And then also I'm going to be bringing up a like kind of honorable mention or a shout out of the week of a skater on Instagram, or if I see some other extreme sport, like if you do something crazy and it comes across my attention, then I'm gonna put it up. I'm gonna let you guys know to go check it out. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it over and over and over and over and over while the podcast is going, and just kind of analyze it when I get to that part. So let's get into it. All right. So skating for me lately, it has been off and on. And I know that's due to me moving everything into the gym and getting so preoccupied with stuff. And then, you know, I do have a 2.5-year-old kid. I still get my workouts in, and skating kind of took a little bit of a backseat, but now it's back on the up, especially now that everything in my gym here at the skate park is moved around where it needs to be. A couple more things that need to be done, but for the most part, I'm good to go. So super excited about that. But when I do skate, right, the last time I skated was, what, 2 days ago? So today's Friday. I skated on Wednesday, and it was fun. It was a good time. It was really good. I noticed, though, that lately, when I do skate, I actually really prefer to skate like a bowl or maybe some transition for a little bit. I don't know. It just has been feeling really fun. Not necessarily for like the warming up aspect, but that's also great too. Just, you know, cruising, pushing around, pumping around a bowl, just catching some speed and then, you know, trying to go for like a big frontside air. I don't know. There's just something super fun about it. And I've been about it lately. So, oh, and also like just the obsession with like flat ground and ledge skating. So that's something that I did not focus on that much growing up when I was skating. So I was always skating at parks, all that stuff. I didn't start street skating until I was a little, like, quite a bit older. And, you know, I started skating when I was, like, actually skating when I was 8. And from there, I mean, I think I skated street the first time, like, a couple times when I was, like, 10. Of course, like, my grandpa took me downtown and we skated around for a little bit. But when I really, like, started going for tricks on things, I want to say I was 14, probably on the same time I did it for snowboarding. So yeah, it was a little bit, and I never focused on it. So I saw that when I started street skating, and I think it's crazy because I see like all these kids coming up, right? And they're just constantly skating ledges or rails, whatever the case may be, like right off the bat. So then street skating is just so much easier. And I'm talking like not a bump to rail or a bump to box or something of that sort, right? Not no parks thing, but more a flat ground ledge or a down rail on a stair set. So that's just kind of, you know, more transferable into the street skating world. Sure, there are some cool spots you can find that are like bump to rails and all that stuff, but, you know, for the most part, you see some cool flat ground ledges, hubbas, you know, rails, all that good stuff. So, you know, I just didn't do it. And now I kind of have this weird obsession with getting better at it. And it's fun. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. What is a trick that I'm trying to learn? Let me think. What was I trying to learn the other day? So I learned switch varial heels. I want to try them down something. But that was 2 weeks ago. What did I learn last week? I'm trying to think. Or this last skate session. I always try to learn something different each time I skate. So whether it's like a little transition trick, a flat ground trick, a big trick, or something, you know, something bigger, like something down a stair set, or, you know, maybe a more technical trick. Whatever it may be, I try to learn something every time I skate. Just to keep, you know, keep it fun. That's what I love to do. And it's just, it's freeing. So, and I can do that because no one can tell me not to. So, ha, that's the best part about skating. One of them. No, but, you know, it's been good. It's been a good time. I've been having fun with it. I'm trying to think of the trick I learned. I know I did something on Wednesday. Why can't I think of it? What was it?
That's right. I didn't even land it though. That's right. Yep.
Okay. So I was practicing switch front crooks. So I learned switch back crooks on ledges. Shout out to my homie, Jonathan Reese. He gave me the plug on that. But, I learned those and I wanted to learn them, you know, frontside. So I was doing those. I was getting locked in. I was sliding them. I was grinding them for a little bit, you know, and I was having an issue. I would get the pinch really good, but I was having an issue actually with my body weight. I was placing my center of mass, you know, behind me more, so I was kind of deviating that. I wanted to be more forward, so I was actually on top of the box and over it, and I think that's just, you know, another thing that is because I didn't skate switch a lot growing up. I just like to skate fakie and regular and all that stuff, so definitely trying to pick up on that. But yeah, that is my skating. I hope you guys are out there able to get tricks if you are not in a snowy state and still can skate outside, if you are in lockdown,
if you are in lockdown and you cannot skate because you are in a snowy state like here in Minnesota and Third Layer is sadly closed, the shop's still open. So make sure you come in, get you guys some good, the best skate gear. So if you guys need skate gear, make sure you stop in, show the love, support your local skate shop. Also, hit them up online, www.thirdlayer.com. And then, you know, if you can't do any of it, make sure you're doing something at home. You know, keep that body right. Keep moving. So when you do get back on that board, that, you know, that risk of injury is less likely. So let's get to it. Now, it is time for my skate clip of the week. So shout out to at Jonathan Reese. That is at JonathanReese _. So if you're not following him, go follow him. I actually just mentioned him a little bit earlier. He's actually like, he is my best friend. He's been homies since we were 13, so 10 years now. Yeah, it's been a while. And it's cool seeing somebody with that, that's had a bag of tricks for so long, but watching that style mature throughout the years, right? Because like when you're little, you're still trying to learn how your body moves. Like you're still kind of like this weird noodly thing. He was always gifted with the tricks he could do. And the clip I chose today was posted, when was it posted? November 17th. So this was just, the reason why I kind of went back and chose this was just the style behind it. So it's his most recent post as of right now of this recording, and that would be November 27th, 2020. And he just goes in, and at the park, if you know how Third Layer is, there's this little flat upper part, right? It's this upper deck. And then there's a double set, but next to the double set, there's actually like another down ramp with another landing, and then it goes to that second part of the double set, right? So it's like a little flat, down ramp, flat, little three stair. And what he does is he pops into the bank, fakie. Not just does a fakie ollie, but he does just this steezy fakie heel flip. And he catches it. You can see he catches it with his back foot. And the way he catches it is just, oh, I just watched it get dead. Yeah, it's just so sick. He catches it in just easy transition into the bank. It's actually cool. Jonathan's one of my clients, and he kills it. He gets it. Boom. Wow. And also, after the fakie heel flip, he goes, cruises to the last part of the double set and just fakie hard flips down it like nothing. And the thing is, too, like the way he does his hard flips, especially this one fakie, you can just see in the back foot, he pushes through, makes the whole thing rotate, and just leaves his front foot there and waits for it. It's just boom, he kicks it out just enough to do that kickflip, and then that back foot just makes it do the rest, and he catches it and just rides away. No tic tac, no nothing. Bolts, killing it, dude. Hey, man, Jonathan, if you're listening, proud of you, homie. Keep getting it. If you guys do not follow him, go follow him. Make sure you do. And, you know, drop some likes on this stuff. He's killing it. Make sure you watch out for him. He's coming. He's coming. All right, that is it for the skate clip of the week. All right. So, now it is time to talk about injury prevention. Injury prevention versus injury risk management. What is the difference? What do I mean? What is the context context that I am speaking in? Well, I will tell you. So, injury prevention, right? And I see this going around a lot, and it's fine. It's just people's choice of words. And shout out to Jordan Shallow, because I'm actually, you know, I can't say I didn't say this before. I actually was thinking of, you know, something I actually have now for my business way back when. And I was thinking, and I was like, injury prevention, you know, I just didn't want to use that word. I was like, there has to be something else because, you know, something I'm about to talk about in a little bit will make that make more sense. But I realized I was like, it just doesn't sound right. Right. And actually, you know, shout out to Dr. Jordan Shallow. He has been a great resource, and you know, we've had some good conversations lately, and he's been if you don't follow him, go follow him. It's at the_muscle_doc on Instagram, and he has a website that's prescript.com. make sure you go check that out too. They have some great courses on there for coaches, and if you're looking for a lifting program as well, then I mean, hey, go grab you some. He's one of the most, he's so knowledgeable. It's crazy. He blows my mind. So back on track. One day he made me realize, or helped me realize, how to put that into better words. And that was injury risk management, right? Why is that? Well, because, you know, this is where I was in my head. I was like, well, if you want to prevent injury, especially, like I said, the context that I'm speaking is for skateboarding, right? Extreme sports. If you wanted to, even just hiking, moving, lifting weights, playing soccer, playing football, driving your car, that's not quite the same. But if you're doing something that's, you know, physically active, and you're doing something that has that risk there, if you're going to prevent injury, you're not going to do that activity. You're just not. That's the case. You're just not going to do it. That's where I come from with it, and it makes sense, right? Like, if you're trying to prevent something, you're trying to make something not happen, right? Then the best way to do that is to literally take yourself out of that situation so it cannot happen. If the causing factor is no longer a factor, then you won't get injured. Cool. Now you just prevented injury. But now you're not doing what you love. What's the point of that? And, you know, when people use it, it's not that they're like saying that either. It's just the fact of using exercise as a way to make sure injury does not happen, or is less likely to happen, I should say, right? And I get that. It's cool. Like, it's just, for me and where I come from, I just don't like that. I like injury risk management, right? And the thing is, like I was saying, if you wanted to prevent it from happening, you just wouldn't do what you love. Think about it. If I want to prevent my son from playing with something that he shouldn't be playing with, right? I.e., like, let's say the remote or something of that sort. You know, do I leave it on the coffee table and let him keep grabbing it? Or do I take the whole situation away and eliminate that factor being there? So then, you know, then he can't mess with the remote. Now, if you can't mess with the remote, we're good to go. Now, if you can't skate because you're trying to prevent injury, you know, then you're not skateboarding, you're not moving your body around, you're not doing what you love to do, like I said, then, I mean, you're just not going to feel the best. It's weird. So that is why I like injury risk management. Injury risk management is... Injury risk management is simply the fact that you are doing what you're doing in the gym to manage the risk of injury, exactly how it sounds, right? So not only the fact of using exercise specific to what your goals and your life entails, but more so the fact that when you do that, you're at least strengthening the necessary muscles and the cert and really working on those joints necessarily for the demands of what you're doing, then that is going to manage that risk of injury. It's going to get you farther away from that line of it being so simple to get hurt, right? Because when you're not doing anything and you're not working out and you're not getting stronger, you're not getting more stable, you're not getting more mobile. Not saying you have to be crazy mobile necessarily for skateboarding in a sense, but that range of motion, being able to take those joints through an active range of motion, especially while stable, is important. But, you know, when I look at it like this, it's a lot easier because then I know, okay, you should know already, like, you can get hurt so easy. Like, you could literally step out of your house and roll your ankle walking down the stairs. Trust me, I've done it. If you haven't, good for you. I have. But, you know, for me, it's the fact that you can get hurt doing anything. You could die skateboarding. You could die. So, you know, injuries, it's there. It's going to happen, especially if you're hucking down a big old street rail or something, you know, like it's going to happen. But, you know, when it comes to those stupid aches and pains, those like just goofy hamstring blowouts, those just, I don't know, you just don't feel right. You feel weak at times from skating, right? And, you know, on that end, that's, you know, a dangerous place to be. You're floating with a line of, you know, letting injury happen from those silly little things instead of it just being from, you know, those pretty, pretty big things that are inevitable. And that's why I love exercise for skateboarding, because you can do all this and it gives you a chance to learn your body in a different way. We're so good at moving our body through space, right? We're acrobatic as hell. And it's super cool when you get a skateboarder in the gym and you guys, if you don't do something, now it's fine. But even body weight stuff, you can get crazy results, not only crazy results, but be able to do stuff and learn stuff so much quicker than your average day person. The reason for that is because you know how to articulate your body in certain ways to make it do what you want, right? Somebody who sits at a desk all day, doesn't play sports anymore, only played football in high school, now does accounting and goes home, sits on the couch and watches Netflix, right? They don't know how to articulate their body in certain ways or even feel certain muscles. So when you're skateboarding, you're flicking the board with your ankle, making it do kickflips, making it do tray flips. You're landing on the nose, leaning forward into a crooked grind. You're doing all this stuff. You're landing super hard, going down a big old double set, like a third. And you land, you take that impact, and you have to kind of rotate interiorly with the back hip just so you stay on the board. All this crazy stuff is happening. You know how to move your body to make it do what you need it to do. Now, when you go and transfer that into the gym, you learn things very quickly. You will. And it's a fun time. And especially with this time right now, if you're at home, might as well use it to do that. You might as well use it to learn your body even more. So then, you know, even when it comes to falling, right? Incorporate some tumbling in your training. When it comes to falling, you got to think, we're tumbling all the time. And I get sick of those falls where I can't, you know, quite get there fast enough to tumble out of it. And I just take that impact to like my hip or something. That's not fun. No one wants to do that. That sucks. No one likes that. So you know, that's something you can think about. You know, you could have a lot of fun with it. And that's why, you know, I love the fact of injury risk management. And it really boils down to this too, right? So with injury risk management, you know, it's something that I love to look at as, you know, this progressive egg, right? This goose egg, this golden goose egg that, you know, when you have this in mind and you also have performance on the other end, right? You're able to know, like, okay, there's going to be good linear progression throughout this. Not only that, but, you know, you'll be okay knowing, like, what you're doing is what you need to be doing. And when it comes down to training, and when you feel like your training isn't helping what you want it to help, then the motivation goes away. And I don't even like motivation. I like more inspiration and dedication and grit. But, you know, when all that is said and done, and, you know, you're not getting the results you want, or you don't feel better on the board, you don't feel better on your bike, you don't feel better playing with the kids, you whatever the case may be, you don't want to keep doing it. And that's something that happens quite often in exercise programming for a lot of people, I feel like, or people who are just out there trying to do their thing. And I get that. It's something that has to be looked at from a lot of different angles and from a holistic approach. Like, how much do you work? What's your schedule? How much do you skate? How often do you skate? How long do you skate each skate session? What do you skate each skate session? Do you switch it up anytime you skate? Do you skate the same thing every time? Do you work out now? What's your training age? What have you done for training? What are the modalities you use for training? All this, there's a lot to it, right? And when you think about that, and you bring it all to a head, it all comes to the point of, you know, or when you have all that and it's personalized too, or you're just able to, like, think about that yourself, right? So, like, how can I use the things I have? So let's say you do have some kettlebells at home, right? That's a great chance to play around with those. You know, get some more stability going in the shoulder. So when you fall, you know, that's a more stable joint. It's able to withstand the demands of skating and falling, right? And being able to land in that position, push off of it and stay in stables so it doesn't dislocate or whatever the case may be. You know, that's something you do. You know, there's a lot to it. And I kind of went on a rant right there. But, you know, back to what I was saying, I really do enjoy the fact that it does that. It gives that sense of, okay, I actually can see this working. You know, oh, you know, okay, I do feel better when I get on my board today. Okay, oh, I took this fall, but look it, now I can really work on my recovery process. That's going to help me feel better. And then you feel better the next morning. And then you're like, dang, okay, cool. That stuff worked. Or you don't. And then you readjust and you change that. And then from there, you know, let's say you're doing some exercises in the gym. You're messing around with it. You're watching some of my Instagram videos, trying to figure out what's best for you. And one day you do something, you go get on the board, and there's no noodle leg. There's no noodle legs. You're able to do tricks almost right away, and it just feels amazing. Then remember that, you know, use that for yourself. And that's just the fun part about it. And it continually can change, right? And with that, it also goes into the fact of, you know, I always talk about how I want to skate for as long as ever. As long as I'm alive. Till the day I die. If I could be on my board, like, the day before I die, cool. Even in my deathbed, just lay me on it. Put me in a coffin position. Let's just do it. And I want to do it for that long. And injury risk management, focusing on that, focusing how I can train to make sure that injury is not at the forefront, isn't so easy to happen, then, you know, for me, it's playing the longevity game too. You know, you're not just working on, you know, those fun skate sessions, which is great too, but now you're also, you can think huge picture, huge here, you know, okay, as I age, training is gonna change, as my tricks change, as the way I skate changes, my training's gonna change, the way my life changes is gonna change my training, you know, all this stuff. And that's awesome to see, because then you know, okay, this is gonna be time for me to work on certain things, you know, like let's say you settle down and all of a sudden you have you're with a significant other and you have a baby. Then a lot of people, I would not recommend keeping up the same routine if you were going at 5 a.m. every single day of the week, 5 days a week, all this stuff. I would be like, well, you should probably kick it back a little bit. This would be your time now to manage your risk of injury by working on just getting a good night's sleep the best that you possibly can, right? Because of the new baby, you're probably not catching many Z's, unless you're lucky like me and have an amazing wife who takes a lot of that at night. So shout out to you. Love you, man. And, you know, I would be like, okay, now think of it. Now you can get your morning routine down. Make sure that you're getting your nutrition dialed in and just work on mobility. Make sure, work on some stability stuff maybe if you need to. But just really make sure you're still moving your body and be up and moving around. That also goes into, you can program in that way. Like, okay, I need to get my walks in here and here. Let me do some mobility stuff. Whatever it may be. I'm going off on tangents in each little thing. But you can see how injury risk management, when you use that as your foundation of how you're going to set up your training, then it's so much easier to just be like, okay, this is a process, and this is going to be a good journey, and it's going to help me. It's going to help me feel amazing when I'm skateboarding. It's going to help me stay safe. It's going to help me keep going and skating and doing whatever you may love to do for, you know, the rest of your days. I mean, that's my goal. I hope, I mean, if you're with me, let me know. I'm sure there are a lot of people who are in the same boat as me. Now, you know, also another thing I want to talk about before I kind of sign off for the day and get about it, get to some work on that, is the fact of when you think of injury, right? Don't be scared of it either. So when we talk about all this, right? So a lot of people think, if you're not a skateboarder and stuff and you're not into extreme sports, I can see like how us falling all the time and all that stuff just looks crazy. But I've also seen it from a skateboarder taking that slam and then are seeing somebody else slam and then being scared of it. Like, just accept the fact that it's going to happen and deal with it when it does. It's kind of one of those things. Like, I used to scare myself, and I'm only saying this because I used to do this to myself, right? So I'm not telling you how to, like, live your life. Do what you want to do, whatever. But for me, I used to watch those Thrasher, you know, the Hall of Meets, the good old Hall of Meets all the time. And, you know, or I'd come across them, or there'd be that Scarred show growing up, which, if you remember that, let me know, because that was a crazy show. They showed some pretty gnarly stuff, but, you know, I was, that's funny that I haven't thought about that show in forever. Oh my gosh, no, but I used to watch those all the time, and I actually used to get scared and not want to go skate the next day because I would watch them too much and be like, no, 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 no. Like, I've broken too many bones. I can't do this. Nope, nope, nope. But, you know, I did break a lot of bones because I did have a vitamin D deficiency. So that was a little bit different situation. But, you know, still scared the hell out of me. didn't want to do it. I was like, no, 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 no. Can't go. I don't want to get hurt now. And that just scared me because I wasn't accepting the fact that, hey, dude, you skate. Like, it's going to happen. You've broken a bone before. It's okay. You're not dead. You're still living. You're breathing. And you're getting it. And you still can go skate. Like, it's okay. Like, just accept the fact that it's going to happen and kind of go about your day. Wait, not necessarily even waiting for it to happen, but just being ready for the moment it does. And how you can be ready for it is by incorporating exercise into your routine, as well as proper nutrition and, you know, just life habits. Take care of yourself, people. You know, skateboard is extreme sports world. I love you all. You know, it's just a different community here, and I want you guys to take care of yourself. So make sure you are. If you're not, please do. And if you need help with anything, make sure you hit me up, because I'm always here to help. If you're in Minnesota, feel free to stop into Third Layer when we do reopen after the lockdown, and we can just talk. You know, it's, I'm always here. So, you know, I think we talked about some good stuff today. If you got a lot of value out of today's episode, do me a favor. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button if you didn't already. If you're listening on Google Podcast, if you're listening on Apple iTunes or Spotify, make sure you subscribe. And also, if you could, if you're listening on Apple iTunes, make sure you drop a like and rate the... My apologies. Make sure you rate the podcast, if you could, please. And... Let's get the word out there to more skateboarders. Let's share it and get it out there and make sure we're all doing what we can to make sure we're skating for as long as each one of us wishes. You know, and with that, that's a wrap. It's a wrap. All right, guys. You have a good day. Much love. Skate on.